Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, yes, sir. It's time to hustle and shine. Another day to live in your purpose under God's mission. Good morning, Kansas City. Brian B. Shining report live from the Brian and Kruber studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. What time is it? It's 5:59 on a dot. It's a high of 95. Currently, it is 80 in Topeka. And that extreme heat warning, you know it's in effect.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Outfit of the Day and Social Media Day?
Ooh, see, I was very careful in picking out my outfit this morning, which is why I was a little late.
Uh-huh.
Because we got a couple special guests coming
Absolutely.
Up on the building.
Yeah.
We got Corey Jarvis, man. He's ahead of the the VP of Social and Special Projects
yes,
at Essence Fest.
Yeah.
From Kansas City. We're going to have him on the show in the 7 o'clock hour.
Super excited about that conversation. He's doing some big things. And, of course, we got special host that's going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, the kid Joe Cornejo.
Oh.
Before he goes off to New York, he got to kick it with us one time.
We had to get him on and spread a little ignorance with Joe. I can't wait. I hope he don't cuss this morning because, you know, he can wild out a couple times.
Hey, I know that man is going to be jumping off the porch, and he probably going to light a fire under you, too. So let
Maybe.
Me buckle myself up. TMG goes down to 23s. We'll talk about R&B groups, Essence Festival. And the question is, does Cardi B have more sympathy than Kendrick Lamar?
Yikes. We'll answer that and more. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. But D, I need some of them fajitas.
Mm.
I need steak. I need a combo. I need some shrimp up in there, too. Because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:26 on your time. It is a high of 95. Currently, it is 80 in KCK.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked, Niecy Nash. Well, comedian Faison Love, who was recently arrested on 2 contempt of court charges tied to unpaid child support, confirms he is really homeless and says his baby mama is coaching their daughter.
Because she is being coached by some monkey that is a pimp. All this is a process and all this is going to be done. I'm confident we're going to take care of this in court. So my daughter going to be with me.
Yeah, it don't look good.
It don't sound good either.
Nah.
You can't be saying that on video. Like, what in the world?
Yeah, he tripping. I don't know exactly all the information that was
of
going
course,
on. I just
yeah.
see the pictures in court, and that alone, him just, it's like he laying down on his elbow, just shirt off and just looking all
just,
type
just
of.
Just moping.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It don't look good for Big Worm.
It definitely doesn't. Switching gears, as you can tell. We gonna talk about Amber Rose. Does giving your child reality of the world push them to be content?
Never tell my kids they have to work 10 times harder because they're black.
Yeah.
You have to work just as hard as everyone else. And if you want to be, you know, like let's say the NBA for an example, if you want to be like a real all-star, yeah, you got to work harder.
Yeah.
But you have to work just as hard as everybody else. Your skin color in America is not going to stop you from being great.
Wow.
I ain't trying to hear none of that. We live in a free country. You can be whoever the wow. you want to be.
Wow. Wow. And this is a white mother saying this. What? Where do you get the gall? Where do you get the audacity saying this? You have no experience in what it is to be black in this world. You have no experience to have any melanin in your skin and to have people look at you the wrong way or have people dismiss you because your name is spelled the wrong way. What is she talking about? This is a white mom. This is an example of why some, and I don't care what y'all think about this statement, because I live this. So none of y'all can tell me about any of this. This is why black women have some black women. I ain't gonna say all. This is why some black women have an issue with some white mothers who's raising up black boys.
You ain't lying.
Because of this attitude right here. Do not dismiss the appearance of being black in this country, because we see where it leads to.
That was a lot. Well, you heard it from B. Shine. And I think
hit
that,
me with your email.
I think that it all is about the messenger, because we do grow up and tell our kids that they can be anything that they can be. Yeah, you got to work hard. You got to work harder. I do understand where she's coming from, but I think she might be the wrong messenger because of the history we've seen her have.
You have to work harder because you're black. We've seen it. It's
absolutely
in, it's
and you,
in place
and you
right
can
now.
Be
we
anything
see.
That you want to be as well.
Yeah.
Because we see it. So go ahead
period.
And use that. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We jumping out the porch on this.
I can't stand Amber Rose, by the way.
On this Taco Tuesday. Turn it up right here. It's Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back at 6:39 or so right here. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. OK City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwback.
Top 103 Jams. D, a June 11th shooting claimed the lives of 17-year-old Rontez Donahue and 18-year-old Deion Sims Bay. Then, 16 days later, on June 27th, around 10:30, Kansas City police reported two more gunshot victims were fatally wounded within the same apartment complex. 16-year-old Brandon Henderson Jr. and 18-year-old Dylan Boykin, they both died from their wounds. Now, the tenants say that they've complained multiple times about the lack of security, and, you know, security cameras were installed in certain parts of the complex for the first time last week. But like Kittle Property Group, this is an Indiana company that's, you know, that has these apartments here in Kansas City. You know, they made an announcement talking about they're bringing a brand new affordable housing opportunity for families and individuals in Kansas City. But it's like, if you're not paying attention to the apartment complexes and things that you have now,
exactly,
with some of the security issues and all of these murders and things that's going on, like four teens killed at this certain Kansas City complex. Jeez. In less than a month, fam. Like, what are we doing
That's
here?
Awful.
There has to be better implementation of security.
They got to figure out something. And then also, I mean, the people that are doing this hold a lot of weight as well. So we can't look over that either. But security, something. What's happening in this apartment complex specifically?
Yeah. At this time, Kansas City police do not have any suspects in custody. And police asked the public to call the TIPS hotline, 816-474-TIPS, with information relevant to the crimes. And there is a reward of up to $25,000. These Kansas City Chiefs, you know, they making people mad with the move to Kansas. And
people could be a little more mad.
Because I think the tailgate situation is going to be affected bad.
You think so?
Yes, I do. I don't think it's going to be the same tailgating experience that we currently have at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs have a couple of interesting new trademarks that they recently applied for: Tailgate Town and Kingdom Commons. Now, these are presumably will be the names of the tailgate areas in which will encompass the new dome that is set to open in 2031 in Kansas. So there are some other trademarks that they got, too. 63 Entertainment, which could be a nod to when the Chiefs moved to Kansas City in 1963 from Dallas, Texas.
Gotcha.
Arrowhead Sports Complex, Arrowhead Sports and Entertainment Complex, and 2 Point Development. Now, I don't know what 2 Point Development means, but this is just going to be an introduction into the new Arrowhead, quote-unquote, the new Arrowhead, in that dome over there in 2031. You're going to see, like, bits and pieces of news leaking out. Maybe you'll see some pricing news, which I don't think people are going to be happy about. Parking news, how to get there news. You like all
hopefully
these
the
type of things
don't
going
go
leaking
up.
Out.
Huh? I said, hopefully the parking don't go up. But it wasn't like
what?
I was going to the game.
Oh, baby.
Think
what?
It's going to be more?
Y'all can expect.
What was it, what was
I
it
bet
before, like
finna,
80?
Oh, yeah. I bet you that's going to go to the 80
I ain't
going to
lie, Casey. The big homie Brian B. Shine hooked me up with tickets one time. I was like, oh, it's lit. I ain't never been. I went, and they was like, $100 at the door if you want to park right. Put your car right here for $1,000. I was like, dang, y'all doing it like that? Yeah, shout out to my cousins, though.
It's going
to
end like in L.A., the Rams games, I know they're $100 a park.
Oh, and that shouldn't be the case, and you know, but hey, it be like that. Let's send some love around the town real quick, cousins. 816-900-4103. Text us right now. We need your help because we need some shout-outs. We need some names to shout-out. Text us right now for that 7-Eleven roll call, which is up next. We can't do it without you. Right here, it's Hustle and Shine in the morning, only on Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwback.
Side 103 Jams. Duh.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Jay White, did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Take you back to 1990 with that BBD. Good morning, KCK. You up, Hustling and Shine.
710 is on your time. High of 93 today. Yes, the extreme heat warning is still in effect till Friday. So bundle up and make sure you grab your Stanley Cup, too. It is currently 77 in the River Market.
Love and appreciation for all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you so much for tuning in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, especially those on the stream. I'm getting the stream right. D.
Yeah,
we good this morning. I hope I got my volumes right. Uh-oh, somebody calling. Corey, I'm going to get to you in a second, dog. but yeah, shout out to everybody who's tapping in on the stream. Yeah. You're listening live at the Hot 103 Jams YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And also, shout out to you, cousin. You out here riding around. You get it right here on Bruce R. Watkins Highway. We see you. Slow down. Be cool.
Please,
okay, be easy.
Please.
Are you coming? You coming 71? Are you doing that? And we see you trying to get over in that left lane. Stop. Be cool. You on 435 right now by Warnell, trying to head on over to Holmes. Wherever you are, however you're doing it, thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We love and appreciate you because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Uh-oh. It's time for me to get in the booth, huh?
Yes, it is.
Almost.
Kinda.
A little bit. I don't know. Just a little bit. I'm not finna do the spin that, but we gonna do a little something.
Shout out,
it's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Big love and a shout out to all the summer school teachers. Big love to Amber sending that shout out. She said it's the last day over in Raytown. Good morning, fam. Happy Taco Tuesday. So proud of the Vikings football team putting in great work last night in the heat at practice. Big shout out to Coach Rich Harris for holding down with the boys, too. Shout out to Slappies, ran into him over the weekend. Anita Prima, hey, cousin. Rich Harris, you know, it's always love to you. You get two shout outs.
Always
Brandon
love.
Blake on the Twitter side, the Facebook side, the Twitch side, the YouTube live, everything. Coachella Sims, hey, what it do, cousin? Also, a big love and a thank you to Carmen Norris. Say, good morning, cousins. It's going to be a scorcher, so y'all stay cool out there. No, please do, because it's going to be one of them today. So prepare accordingly. Also, we got something special for you. I need your help. If you want to go on the ultimate girls trip, the R&B link is now open only for the next 10 minutes. Text the keyword
that's
girl.
Sticky link.
Text that over to 816-900-4103. You can hit up the attorney, Roger White. I got you text line.
He can turn your wreck into a check online at igotyou.net.
You'll receive the secret link. And then you get yourself qualified to win four tickets, not two, not three, but four to see Usher and Chris Brown live at the R&B tour that's going down in my hometown, St. Louis, July 21st. Plus, we got the hookup for $500 for your travel expenses. Go to kprs.com for the contest rules. The grand prize winner will be announced on July 10th at 4:12 p.m. You don't want to miss that, cousins.
Yo, big shout out and big love to the Avila Student Life.
Woo-woo,
they have us tapped in every single morning. Morning at Avila. They got us turned up right now over there,
that's
man.
Big.
So that's my brother's alma mater. He graduated from Avila. I love Avila. We love and appreciate y'all for always listening to Hustle and Shine.
The colors are fire. I rock with the colors for sure. So, we need to stop on through. It's fueled by the law offices of Roger C. White and, of course, Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwback.
Side 103 Jam.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Attorney Stacey Shaw. And for as Stacey Shaw knows the law, we are talking about what you can do if the other parent does not let you see your children. Okay, so number one, a lot of people say, I pay child support, but the mom or dad does not let me see the child. Paying child support by itself does not give you any parenting time rights, okay? So you're not getting a parenting plan, you're not getting custody because of that. You only have the obligation to pay child support. If you were not married to the other parent at the time the child was born, you will need to do what's called a paternity suit. That is basically establishing the legal and biological father of the child. It will also establish legal custody, which is decision-making, physical custody, which talks about how often each parent is going to have physical custody or parenting time with the child, a parenting plan schedule, and child support. You are going to want to make sure that you do that. And I always suggest that everyone has that process done, even if they're getting along with their child's mother or father, because you're going to be in the best position to have a good result when you all are co-parenting well versus it being very expensive and prolonged when you all are not co-parenting well. So many people have been calling me about this particular issue. If you've got legal questions, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com and on all social media at stacyshawlaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. Make sure to hop on over to Gospel 1590 for Faith Justice Victory at 11:30 a.m. I'm going to be going over this topic in depth, so I'm really excited for you to join me. Also, shout out to everybody that already bought tickets to see me live at the Blue Room this Friday at 8:30 and 10 o'clock. I'm super excited for the opportunity. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so happy you asked, Niecy Nash. Well, best R&B groups of all times was a hot topic on the carpet at the BET Awards. Check out as celebrities label their best R&B groups of all time.
I'm going Jodeci. I mean, if we had to divert from Earth, Wind & Fire, but yes, I'm going Jodeci.
I'm going to say Destiny's Child because of how they impacted me.
Jackson 5 from Jackson's.
Well, you know, I'm a little young, so say Boyz II Men.
So, D, I have several different groups. I have several different lists. You want to do groups or bands? Which one?
Pick one.
We'll do groups.
Myron's voice, pick one.
We'll do groups. I'll do 10. Jodeci, New Edition, Drew Hills is 3, Silk is 4, The Whispers is 5, Guy is 6, The Jackson 5, The Jacksons is 7, Tony Tone 8, 9,
Dang,
intro
no
for my 90s
R&B
babies,
groups.
10 is Blackstreet.
Damn.
Huh?
You ain't got no female rap groups? I mean,
well,
R&B
that's
groups?
The male. Female groups. SWV 1, Total 2, Escape 3, En Vogue 4, Jade 5, 702 6, Climax 7, Brownstone 8, Changing Faces 9, Jhené 10. No Destiny's Child, no TLC.
You giving us the top 10 is crazy. Well, look, we can't have this type of conversation and not include somebody that is very much tapped into the culture, specifically with Essence. Please, Corey Jarvis is in the building.
Mention me. What's up, man?
What's up, y'all? Thank y'all so much for having me. What y'all talking about this week?
We're talking about best R&B groups of all time. Now, we know you work with a lot of, some of these individuals that we're speaking of, too.
Ooh.
Who's on? You got somebody you want to throw in that mix real quick?
I mean, you got to do current. I mean, who's currently touring? New Edition. To be very honest.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean,
guess we got an answer right there.
There we go.
That's tough. Hey, y'all got to have Destiny's Child, though. The best...
Yes,
yes.
Thank you, thank you.
TLC, you know what I'm saying? They're too much of a foundation, especially in the '90s for y'all to leave out. So yeah, I mean, y'all got it kind of right.
Okay, that's a nice little balance. I'm heavy on that Destiny's Child. I'm with you when you're right.
Absolutely.
Switching gears a little bit. Essence Festival, of course. We are excited because it's going down this weekend. Just found out that it's been around 2 years before I was born, 1994.
And look at you, youngin'. Yeah. You still got Similac on your breath, B.
I guess so. You know what? I take it. But big news has been going on with the Essence Festival. Here's Teyana Taylor as she talks about some of the frequently asked questions.
Essence Fest just a concert. Have we ever been a one-trick pony?
No.
Another question we got. What if it's my first Essence Fest? Well, you're in for a ride. You actually, I think they get an advantage. Because your first Essence Fest will be with the aunties.
Corey, how are the aunties at Essence Fest?
Man, the aunties and Teyana Taylor and Coco Gilbert have come on board as our chief culture curators for the year. So this year, we literally have Sanaa Lathan as our culture curator, Teyana Taylor, Nina Compton, Nicole Hannah-Jones, all coming to Essence Festival just to make sure that, you know, we set y'all up for success this year. So super excited about that. Should we get into the lineup?
We're going to get into that up next because we getting to just give our cousins a little taste of Essence Festival.
Yeah, so 4th of July weekend, y'all. So it's July 3rd through the 5th happening in New Orleans, the home of Essence Festival, literally for all 32 years, except of one. But yeah, like it's club, it's home, it's community. D, and you already know it's food, culture, all of its finest. So cannot wait to see everybody this upcoming weekend.
Yeah. What high school you went to? What college you went to? Talk about all of that.
All the things. So if I could actually go back, I think like this journey up leading into like global Black culture actually started when I was elementary. My parents were super like, let's make sure that we get you in there immediately. So I went to JS Chick, African Center, Shule School. Shout out to the principal, Miss Audrey Ballard. Mm-hmm. We're kind of like starting that curriculum very often, and then it spread across Kansas City. And then after that, went to Lincoln for a year, and then went to Raytown South. That's where I graduated from. So been Kansas City, like literally from kindergarten to now. Then went to UCM, kept it all local.
Shout out to the cousins over at UCM.
You know, yeah, that's my folks, CMSU, whichever one you call it. So went there, and yeah, that's what started the school journey. And I just think in general, like between all of that, everything has always been embedded in like my people. Everything has always been embedded in Black culture.
Yeah.
Everything has always been embedded in, you know, how to keep community. So yeah.
And one thing I appreciate the most about you, Corey, is like you also bring that energy to the town. Mm-hmm. Like you, of course, travel a lot. You be seeing a lot. You be connecting a lot. But you don't just say, I'm out of here. No. You come back. You throw events. You curate projects here in the town. Create different type of vibes. Yeah. And my question to you, since you're very embedded in the culture, is what does Essence Fest mean to you?
Ooh, that's a great question. Essence Fest, to be very honest, like for it to be 32 years old, it's the last festival that does not have a major partner. It's still the only festival that's independently owned.
Come on now.
So for that to be lasting for 32 years, you know, you having like Frankie Beverly and Maze to close out Essence Festival like for 15 years in a row. And then I think just to me, like every time I go down there, it just really feels like a family reunion. Like these are folks that They come all white on Sundays. You know, that's something that they're very much so used to. They're used to like just being in the convention center. So like that's our daytime experience. And folks really don't know that we offer everything during the daytime for free. You don't have to pay for it. So you come to the convention center, you get everything for free. They only go to the Superdome, but the Superdome, Caesar Superdome that goes down in New Orleans. I mean, it's literally when you get there, you're like, why have I never experienced this before? So like it's chilling. It's Black everything. You get down there, it's centered around and catered around Black women, of course, because that's the home of Essence and the core base of Essence. But then just outside of that, it's community just like you've never, ever experienced it before. Like, it's a one-on-one experience. I got to come. Come. show some love to it. But, yeah, Essence Fest is it's home. It's very much so home for me. This will be my seventh one. I actually started as not an intern but a freelancer. And I was only doing that. And then it kind of grew from there, and they kind of took me in. And then from there, you know, I've been able to grow up with the company. So, yeah, it's been an amazing journey for sure.
I love your story. And if you're from Kansas City, man, look, we can do anything anybody else can. Yeah. Seriously, there are so many examples. And we're going to continue on with Corey's story. Yeah. I want to talk to you next break when we come back at about 7:52 about something that you've taken from your journey in traveling and what we need to do here in Kansas City just to be better among ourselves.
Absolutely.
We want to continue this conversation about 10 minutes. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Attorney Stacey Shaw. And for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we are talking about what you can do if the other parent does not let you see your children. Number one, a lot of people say, I pay child support, but the mom or dad does not let me see the child. Paying child support by itself does not give you any parenting time rights, okay? So you're not getting a parenting plan. You're not getting custody because of that. You only have the obligation to pay child support. If you were not married to the other parent at the time the child was born, you will need to do what's called a paternity suit. That is basically establishing the legal and biological father of the child. It will also establish legal custody, which is decision-making, physical custody, which talks about how often each parent is going to have physical custody or parenting time with the child, a parenting plan schedule, and child support. You are going to want to make sure that you do that. And I always suggest that everyone has that process done, even if they're getting along with their child's mother or father, because you're going to be in the best position to have a good result when you all are co-parenting well versus it being very expensive and prolonged when you all are not co-parenting well. So many people have been calling me about this particular issue. If you've got legal questions, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com. and on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law. Remember, today is Tuesday. Make sure to hop on over to Gospel 1590 for Faith Justice Victory at 11:30 a.m. I'm going to be going over this topic in depth, so I'm really excited for you to join me. Also, shout out to everybody that already bought tickets to see me live at the Blue Room this Friday at 8:30 and 10 o'clock. I'm super excited for the opportunity. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwback. You know, I got that list right there, like Chris Brown. Shout out to Corey for bringing that up. Good morning, KCK. Hey, you up hustling and shining.
That's that 3LW. I say all that.
812 all your time, because it's a high of 93. Curly, it is 80 in Independo.
You trying to get us hyped, D?
Bring your hype songs. Look, we were talking about hype songs. Yeah. We talking about all of that type of energy, and I had to turn us up with the Holly Berry.
You know it.
Get everybody lit, right?
You know it, because Essence Fest is coming up this weekend. Yes. Corey Jarvis, he's in the building. And please, tell us about this Essence Fest lineup.
Yo, we got to get into this lineup. I don't think we even talked about it yet. So, number one, we got coming in Missy Elliott, tribute to Aaliyah. That's going to be incredible. Outside of that, we got T.I. with the orchestra. We got Cardi B. We got Kalani. Mm-hmm. We got Latto. We got a live podcast with Michelle Obama and Kiki Palmer.
Oh, wow.
We got Brandy and Monica.
That's so fascinating to me.
Baby Faze. Leon Thomas, Josh Levi, George Clinton and friends.
Sheesh.
Dougie Fresh and friends. Like, it's just... It's one of them.
Aaliyah, you brought up Aaliyah. They're doing a 25th anniversary of her, her transitioning.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I like that's a boy.
It's like it's all just one. It's 101, y'all. So Essence Festival, July 3rd through 5th, mm-hmm. New Orleans this weekend. Come talk to us.
Oh, I wish I could catch a flight. Yeah.
Come on, man. You know you got some.
I got a DJ Friday night. I might try to. I mean, I could definitely do it. But
Or can give you the day off.
Right.
You
right. Come on. You right. Let me text Stu right now.
Stu, come on, man. Got a day off, but yeah.
Working Deanna's fingers to the bone.
What?
But Corey, yeah. Your story is so inspirational, especially to people around here who is from the same city that you are. Like, you done ate off the same Gates plates as people around here. Was it something that you took from traveling in your journey that you need to bring back home that we need to know about?
Mm-hmm. Well, to be very, very honest, my first traveling experience came from the Kansas City March of Cobras. I was in the Cobras with Mr. Willie That's Arthur Smith, as the drill master. So he was taking us around the world. We literally every summer, from the time I was 6 to like 16, used to go on world tours, literally. Like he's the first person that was able like to take me out the country. So I think getting that experience early from Kansas City, and then, you know, being able to live in the L.A., I think I always say, like, once you move and your mind expands, it can never come back to the exact same thing, because you've seen so much, you've learned so much, you've experienced so much, and going to a city where no one knows your name. I know we were just talking about that off air. Like, going to a city where nobody literally knows your name is a life-changing experience, because you got to start over. Mm-hmm. And you got to also just know who you are and whose you are. I think this path has always been led by a God-ordained path. Like, some of the opportunities I feel like that I've got literally has been, like, alignment. I was just telling him off air as well, too. Like, I know traveling is one thing, but, like, being in the right place at the right time is actually a real-life thing. Even coming into Essence, I went to a Memorial Day cookout after I had literally spoke and wrote an email to Essence in January. No response back. Mm-hmm. And I went to Memorial Day cookout in L.A., didn't know any of the folks there, and just was kind of like talking about like what I wanted to do. And one of the girls was saying that she was going to Essence Fest in a couple weeks and that she would hit me. And the next day, the director of social at Essence hit me up and literally gave me a job that same day.
So, he do it?
Be at the right place at the right time. Yeah, alignment and God is always gonna take you there.
That's good. Yeah, that's true.
That.
Yeah.
That's real. Somebody need to hear that right now.
Yeah
for real. Yeah. Corey, man, we appreciate you so much for coming in and making time for us. And speaking of traveling, you know, Joe Corneo.
Starting over.
You going to New York, dog.
That's right, man.
And you made time for us to get up early. We got to talk about you and your journey. We run out of time a little bit. Myron is getting on us right now. So stick around and join us at about 8:24. We got to give Joe Corneo his flowers, and we got to send him off the right way.
Right here is Hustle and Shine in the morning. Okay, so he's number one for that hip-hop, that R&B and throwback.
Top 103 Jams.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Joe Corneo in here laughing at T.I. Good morning, Raytown. You up hustling and shining?
Hey, 8:28 on your time. It's a high of 96. Ooh. Extreme heat warning in effect. Currently, it is 83. In North KC.
The kid, George Cornejo, is in the building of Hustling and Shining. Thank you for getting up a little early, dog.
One morning show in Kansas City. Those are real facts, real numbers. That's not just us saying that. We don't just say that just to say that. We say that because that's really what it is.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't lying.
Just dropped this week, right? Like last week, we got the word.
It was last week.
So we freshly number one.
Shout out to all the in-car listeners. We love and appreciate y'all.
Big love to our cousins for being tapped in.
Yeah.
Shout out to the cousins, man.
But Joe, you are about to leave Hot 103 Jams. You've been here for 10 years, dog, and I've seen you just grow up immensely, dog, from where you were. Just talk about your journey and what you think about Kansas City and Hot 103 Jams and what it's meant to you.
Oh, man, you know, being from Kansas City, Hot 103 Jams is everything, especially being somebody like a Mexican in Kansas City growing up loving hip-hop. This was the spot you go to for hip-hop music in Kansas City. So growing up, you know, hip-hop to me was Hot 103 Jams. So once I got in the radio in 2013, this was the spot I wanted to start at. This was always the dream to work at. So 2015, I got an internship here. You was already here. I remember seeing Summer Jam with you and Brooklyn Martino. Tech N9ne, Fat Joe, Little John, Nelly. I was there. That was my first concert.
And I was probably about 150 pounds heavier at that time, about 2000. That was summer 08.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a young Brian B. Shining, man. So I was tapped in with y'all early. So just to see you guys up close, see you in 2015, my internship, meeting you, Playmaker, Julie, all these people that I grew up listening to. Sorry to show my age there a little bit, but like all of y'all that I grew up listening to see y'all in person and get to meet y'all and just get to know y'all, like y'all were everything I expected y'all to be. And in this industry, you don't get that a lot. So it really meant a lot for me this to be my first place to ever work radio in professionally. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gave me a chance in 2016 after interning in 2015. Aww. So to be here for 10 years, be around y'all for 10 years, and get to know y'all and have y'all be everything I expected and more, like it's been the best possible scenario I could have asked for as somebody jumping into radio back in 2013. Like, this was everything I wanted to be. It was everything I needed to be. And I wouldn't be who I am today as a media personality, as a radio personality, if it wasn't for KPRS, Hot 103 Jams, and all of y'all that are part of it.
That's real. And I remember when I met you, too, and you actually, I shadowed you when I first started. So I appreciate you. I remember seeing you do the Hot 88. I was like, oh, my God.
It moves so fast.
Oh God, I was. So we'll talk more with you up next. The kid, Joe Cornejo, is in the building. We, of course, are sending you off to New York. A new chapter is beginning. But before we do, I got to play this joint real quick.
What you got?
Just real quick. Hold on.
What's D doing over there?
What's she sending me off to?
I don't know.
New York. New York.
I'm outside.
Be careful.
I'm outside.
This ain't yada, yada, yada.
You're right.
Be careful. Yo. This is Kiss. I'm outside. Always be
better. I like this. I got a
honey. Be quiet, Janice. Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
You're just making like a super clean version.
Be quiet, Janice.
Good morning, Olathe. You up hustling and shining.
840 on your time, high of 96. Currently, it is 83 off Berry Road.
Man, usually we shouting out the cancers and shouting out y'all birthdays, but happy birthday to you. We talking with Joe Cornejo.
That's right, a Libra in the building.
See, true Libra
taking
fashion.
Over.
Y'all toxic, by the way.
We're not toxic.
Libras are toxic.
We're very confident people.
we got Joe Cornejo in the building, man. He's leaving us here at Hot 103 Jams. We gotta send him off the right way, man. Especially him going to New York. Joe, just bring up. Hold on, no, D, you had something that you wanted to ask Joe. What was that question that you had?
I feel like this is fitting to ask the kid Joe Cornejo, because I feel like, of course, you do major things on Yada Yada Podcast, and you talk about a lot of hot topics. What is a music hot take that you have that you want to leave us off with a bang?
We finna be here for 10 minutes.
Oh man, music hot take that I want to get off. Let's see.
About E-40?
About E-40? Nah. We love 40 Watt over here. I don't know if I can say the same for everybody in the room, but I'm kidding.
Y'all in the same room, not me.
Yeah.
This big glass is in the way.
I would say my hot take is, being from Kansas City, especially the last couple weeks, I've taken a lot of pride just being from Kansas City since I'm about to move out of here. And I would say, like, after the West Coast, like, I think Kansas City has a lot to say when it comes to like just good quality West Coast music, and like what qualifies as good West Coast music. I think we have a big say in that, along with Detroit. There's like a really cool ecosystem in the hip hop community, from the Bay, Kansas City, to Detroit, man. Shout out, what's my man's name? I'm blanking on his name. My bad. We live on the radio. Rich the Factor. Rich the Factor had a big hand in bridging that gap between the Bay in Kansas City back in the day with JT, the biggest, biggest. So, like, just, it's like we have a deep lineage with the Bay, and I love that. And I just, hey, I think after the Bay, like, we come second command in terms of saying, like, what's good West Coast music.
I like that. Nah, that's true. Our vernacular, our the way we talk, the way we dress sometimes is definitely influenced.
Yeah, I was agreeing with you. I said overly.
Overly. I mean, St. Louis is influenced from Atlanta and Memphis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Kansas City is influenced by the Bay.
And another one, sure. Another hot take I'll get off. I think being from the Midwest as a hip hop fan is like the best thing you could be because there's really no regional bias here, especially for us growing up. Like, you know what I'm saying? We grew up as we're just listening to what's around us and then enjoying it for what it is. So, like, it's cool because we have Kansas City, we're influenced by the Bay. We got St. Louis, who had Nelly, Jaquan, that whole movement, which was really cool being from Kansas City and seeing that across the state. So that was cool. But then their country, their side of the state is also influenced by the South, like you said. So we get a lot of that regional influence. So, like, I just love it all because, like, we get to enjoy it all as a Midwest region. So, like, there's no regional bias here, like, no West Coast bias towards the South or nothing like that. Like, we just love good music out here. So I think when you're from the Midwest, you just have, like, superior music taste.
Perfect placement.
Facts.
I like that. Facts. That's cool. Like, we're smack dab in the middle.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Joe, man, big appreciation, man, from us on Hustle and Shine. You know, our personal relationship. You have been always been a great person just off the air. Just please keep being you and representing the town as you go to New York, dog.
Thank you, man. It means a lot to get this send off on the number one morning show in Kansas City. That's really number one. Everybody says they number one, and sometimes, you know, we gotta fluff it up a little bit. When I say it today, when I'm saying it this morning, I really mean it. Y'all are the number one morning show in Kansas City. The numbers prove it. The stats prove it. Like, y'all like that.
Thank you.
So it's an honor to end this, to get the send-off on the number one morning show in Kansas City on a legacy, legendary radio station like Hot 103 Jams.
Oh. We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, who this?
My name is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, how you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing. I'm
winning chicken. Hey, okay. What type, what flavor air fresh you got up in that car?
Oh, I got some new car scent.
Okay.
Some new car. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. It never smelled like new car, though. They always say it. But, like, no, for real, it's a scam.
Smell like old plastic.
Something. It's a scam set up by Todd. All right, cousin, look, we got two tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Fest, and you get a choice of either Saturday, July 11th with Brian Coberson or July 12th with Najee. Finish these lyrics, and you got them tickets, okay?
All right.
Mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. Truly tough players. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got looking off by the trench.
I love it when you call me Big Pop, but throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. Cause I keep it ways tonight.
This should be having my baby.
Hey!
Gotta just jump there. I don't know if she jumped to the bridge or whatever, but hey.
She jumped a little bit, but it's all right.
But that's the part I like.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cousin, you are getting those two tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Fest. Who is your plus one?
My plus one probably gonna be my mama.
I'll wait. Got to. Only way. All right, Crystal, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
That's what's shining in the morning.
And you would do it too for a check.